Road salt isn't cheap, and it's also not good for the environment when it ends up in groundwater, lakes, and streams. Ed Wiesner is the City of Green Bay's Director of Public Works. He says to cut down on the amount of road salt used, they're employing a few new techniques this year, including anti-icing.
You actually put down a liquid brine on the pavement a day or two before the snow event occurs. What that allows you to do is now you've got the material down on the pavement, and when you get these light snows or freezing conditions, it will activate and prevent that icing condition to occur or delay it.
Wiesner says the liquid brine, which is diluted salt, is cheaper and it can cut down on overtime costs. Another technique they'll employ, he says, is pre-wetting road salt, which cuts down on waste because it prevents it from bouncing off the roadway. The city of Madison took a lot of heat last year when an early December snowstorm coated the roads in ice and left the city paralyzed. Al Schumacher, the superintendent of the city's streets department, says they purchased 4 anti-icing trucks this year that will allow them to be more proactive. And he says in late January, they'll be adding organics or beet juice to their arsenal.
It works at temperatures much lower than what salt does. Salt stops working at 15 degrees. The chemical reaction of the sugars and the chemical in the beet juice will make it work down to 0 degrees.
Schumacher says that beet juice costs more than regular salt, but in addition to being more effective at lower temps, it's much better for the environment. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.